And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm going to ask you a question that you may or may not know the answer to, but I'm going to ask the question anyhow. Are you a peak performer? Yeah, you heard the question correctly. Are you a peak performer? Now, some of you are like, dude, I'm on top of my game. I'm a total peak performer. Some of you are like, well, I could be better. I could do better in what I am doing. And so maybe I'm not a peak performer. And some of you are like, dude, what's a peak performer? I don't even know what you're talking about. Why don't you define that for us? Okay, for those of you that don't know what peak performance is, let me give you kind of a generic definition of peak performance. It's a level of exceptional functioning in which a person effortlessly performs an activity to the maximum of their ability while fully focused and immersed in feelings of confidence, engagement, and enjoyment. It means that you're on top of your game. It means that you are comfortable doing the things that you do. Now, some of you are peak performers in your jobs. You've nailed it. You give your bosses the results that they're looking for. Some of you are peak performers in athletics. I mean, you're like the star on your softball team, or you're the star on the NBA basketball team. Some of you are peak performers in education. In other words, there's nobody better than you than at presenting information before your class. There's nobody better than you at getting grades on exams that you take. You are a peak performer. So why am I bringing up this concept of peak performance? Because in the real estate game, as a real estate investor, that is the level or the standard that you need to aspire to achieve. Yeah, I said a whole bunch of funky words there, but what I'm trying to point out is that you will recognize that you're a peak performer in real estate investing when you have confidence in doing all of the things associated with being a peak performer. So how do you do that? How do you get to the level of peak performance? I mean, there's some books you could read, right? Yeah, you could read some books on peak performance, or you could just listen to this radio show, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to you about some of the different aspects of becoming a peak performer, things that you ought to be doing in order to improve your game, improve what you are doing as a real estate investor. Now, I don't care if you're an experienced real estate investor. I don't care if you're a novice real estate investor, and I don't care if you're just trying to figure out if you want to be a real estate investor. The information that I share with you on today's show will help you become a peak performer in real estate investing. As a matter of fact, the information that I share with you today will help you become a peak performer regardless of what you are doing, whether it's working for somebody else, whether you're involved with athletics, whether you're involved in the educational realm. These concepts will make you a better person. They will make you a peak performer. So the first area I want to talk about, especially when it comes to real estate investing, is the area of education and expertise. Now, how do you obtain peak performance in education and expertise when it relates to real estate investing? Well, the way you do it is you attend real estate investment seminars, workshops, or conferences to learn about the latest market trends, investment strategies, and legal updates. How do you do that? Well, you have to find elements that will present information to you that's relevant. Now, we've made it easy for you at Lifestyles Unlimited because that's what we do. I mean, that's the bottom line of what we do. We provide you information through seminars, workshops, and conferences to learn about the latest market trends, investment strategies, and legal updates. We keep our members informed. So as a Lifestyles Unlimited member, when you're attending our case study events or you're attending a road trip, you are educating yourself, you are gaining expertise, and you're gaining expertise from people that have been there, done that, got the t-shirts, and they're sharing the information with you. Now, when it comes to something called the Lifestyles Unlimited case study, that's an event that we throw for all of our members, regardless of their membership level. As a matter of fact, it's the only Lifestyles Unlimited event that we offer to non-members. Yeah, so those of you out there listening to me that are thinking about attending a Lifestyles Unlimited case study event, whether it's live and in person or whether it's virtual, I can actually invite you to attend and you don't have to be a member. So how do you do that? How do you attend a Lifestyles Unlimited case study event as a non-member? How do you get registered for that event? Well, there's two ways you can do it. You can send me an email at askal@luinc.com. Again, that's askal@luinc.com. And I will get you connected with our member services team, and they'll get you registered for a case study event that makes sense for your availability. The other way you can do it is you can just pick up the phone. You can call 866-945-6565. Again, that number is 866-945-6565. And you'll talk to somebody from our member services team who, by the way, is a qualified peak performer as a real estate investor. And they are helping the organization out by helping to keep the membership informed and engaged in what we do. And they will get you registered for that case study event. If you send me the email at askal@luinc.com, what I'm going to do is I'm going to relay your information to one of those members of the member services team, and they're going to get you registered. So either way works. I don't care which modality you choose. I just want you to choose a modality, and I want you to put your best foot forward. Now, on that concept of education and expertise, one of the other things that you'll get when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited is you're going to get the opportunity to engage in online courses and certification programs that cover topics such as property valuation, financing options, property management best practices. We're going to show you everything that you need to know in order to be a qualified real estate investor. And more importantly, we're going to get you on the path to peak performance. Now, something else that you need to do, and you need to learn how to do this, is to do something called market research. Now, market research, when it comes to real estate investing, is a little bit different than maybe what you do if you do market research for an organization. When you're focused on market research as a real estate investor, you're going to use different online resources such as the Multiple Listing Service, or maybe you use Zillow, or maybe you use Redfin. And the reason you're going to access these different platforms is because you're going to research property prices, rental rates, and sales trends in target markets. Now, if you don't know how to identify a target market, that's a reason to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, because we're going to teach you how to identify target markets. What I don't want you doing is spending a bunch of time looking at different areas that aren't going to benefit you as a real estate investor. So what areas should you not be looking at? Well, don't look at multi-million dollar homes. And the reason for that is they don't make good rentals. We have case study after case study that produces information that informs you that the proper target market for you is middle class type of housing. And more importantly, workforce housing. See, when you become a real estate investor, and if you want to invest in the right type of assets, you need to go after something called workforce housing, because your clientele, the people that you're going to rent the properties to once you renovate the properties and put them back into service, are people that are essentially blue collar workers, people that are like nurses or firefighters or policemen. Those are actually some really good people to rent to, because number one, they have good jobs that pay them a good income. Number two, they're credible people. They really are. They're not the type of people that would move into your property and trash the place. So as a result of that, you're going to find that they become great residents in your property. And more importantly, they have longevity in what they are doing for a job, and not all of them want to own the property that they live in. As a matter of fact, here, let me just give you some information that you may not know that is market research related. With the cost of mortgages where they're at today, many of these people that are blue-collar workers that are looking for workforce housing have been priced out of the market when it comes to buying properties. So because of that, they are renting properties. So there are better renters available to you in the marketplace today because of what interest rates have done to you, or done to them, I should say. Now, on that concept of what have interest rates done to you, some of you are nervous because interest rates are like, what, in the 7%? Now, if you're an investor in real estate, the interest rate's a little bit higher. It tends to be a half a point to maybe 0.75 points higher, meaning that you would pay 7.5% or maybe 7.75% interest on your mortgage. And some of you think, wow, that's just too much money to pay. But let me inform you about something you don't know, because this gets back to the education and expertise modality. It doesn't matter what the interest rate is, because you're going to calculate the cost of that mortgage into the overall analysis of the acquisition and improvement of the property, because you're going to look at long-term financing and you're going to look at what the cost is for that long-term financing. And if the numbers don't work, you're going to walk away from the asset. It's as simple as that. One of the things that you will learn as a Lifestyles Unlimited member is that the first thing you do is you do not go to the property to look at the property. The first thing that you do is you use your market research and you determine whether or not the price that the property is being offered to you at makes sense. The other thing you're going to learn is that you don't pay market rates for properties that are distressed. You pay market rates for the distressed value of the property. And when you buy the property at the distressed value, that gives you a differential between what the property is actually worth in the marketplace, all fixed up, compared to what it's worth today in its present state. So, up to this point, I have given you a lot of information about education and expertise, and I've given you information about market research, but there's still more information to share with you in order to help you become a peak performer. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
How would a few $100s of passive income monthly change your life? Cover a car payment, a living expense, add a few more streams, and when all your expenses are covered, you're retired. What if you could do so in 5 years or less? Lifestyles Unlimited can show you how by investing in real estate, just like Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa.
So we started passively. It was on vacation is when we realized we really need to take the plunge and be more active in this. Just because I'm an educator, I wanted to really know what I was doing. So it was just education on my part is really big, and knowledge. And I'm like, well, I could do that.
Learn how. Learn now with Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024 for our special offer, a 2-year financial freedom membership for just $297. That's 66% off the regular price. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024. Take action today and get educated with Lifestyles Unlimited at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And I'm doing so today by talking about this concept of peak performance. When you become a peak performer in anything that you do, it gives you a feeling of confidence. It gives you a feeling of ownership. It gives you a feeling of mastering whatever it is that you're a peak performer doing. Now, when it comes to real estate investing, you can become a peak performer. And earlier in the show, I explained to you different modalities that you need to focus on in order to become a peak performer. I discussed education and expertise. I discussed market research. And what I'm going to discuss now is something called networking. Now, networking is actively participating in real estate investor meetups or networking events or possibly industry conferences to expand your professional network. Now, as a Lifestyles Unlimited member, we make that easy for you. We do, because one of the things that we promote as a Lifestyles Unlimited organization are exactly those things. We have member meetups that occur all across the United States of America. Even though Lifestyles Unlimited is based in Houston, Texas, its practices are not limited to the area of Houston, Texas. We have meetup events for our members all across the nation. We have something called ambassadors. What's an ambassador? An ambassador is somebody who's a Lifestyles Unlimited member that lives in an area somewhere in the United States of America that wants to promote Lifestyles Unlimited events in their particular area. So what they do is they put together different meetup events so that Lifestyles Unlimited members can come together and get this, network. Yeah, they network with each other. Now, why would they network with each other? To share information. That's the whole point of networking. Another thing that we do as a Lifestyles Unlimited community is we have the biggest event. I don't know that anybody else actually does this other than Lifestyles Unlimited. What am I talking about? I'm talking about our annual expo event. Our expo event is something that we put together every year. It is a massive event. We normally have anywhere from, I don't know, it's something like 5,000 attendees. And I think we have to turn people away because the facilities that we utilize can only take on a capacity of 5,000 people. And I think we're actually looking at going to a bigger facility maybe this year so that we can have more than 5,000 people in attendance, because the last thing that we want to do as an organization is turn people away. So what happens at this expo event? Well, it's an opportunity to network. It's an opportunity to educate yourself. It's an opportunity to rub shoulders with other people that are doing exactly what you're doing. Now, some of these people may be more advanced. Maybe they're already peak performers. But imagine what you can learn from a peak performer. Imagine sitting down in a bar and in the venue and having a conversation with somebody you don't even know who happens to be a Lifestyles Unlimited member, and you find out that maybe this person has done everything that you're trying to do. And you know what they're willing to do? They're willing to share information about their journey with you. They are willing to share with you insider information about how they achieved success. This is why you want to network. It is very, very important. Another thing that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is we provide online forums. We've got access to all the different social media platforms out there. We have members that put content on social media. I mean, I've seen us on Facebook. I've seen us on Instagram. I've seen us on Facebook Messenger. I've seen us in different platforms where we are networking with each other and we are sharing information about some of the nuts and bolts that you need to understand in order to be a peak performer as a real estate investor. You have to educate yourself. That is paramount. That is the first thing you need to do, because without the education, the rest of it doesn't make any sense. I'm just being very honest and upfront with you. That education gives you something called expertise. Now, that expertise is bolstered by market research and networking. But one of the things that you need to do, one of the things that you fundamentally must do once you're educated and you start doing all these things that I'm telling you to do, is you have to sit down and you have to make some goals. You have to figure out a roadmap that you're going to follow. Now, one of the ways you can get a roadmap literally handed to you is to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. That's one of the things that Lifestyles Unlimited provides, is a roadmap to your financial freedom. Whether you choose to follow the roadmap that takes you down the single family route, whether you choose to follow the roadmap that takes you down the multifamily route, whether you choose to follow the roadmap that takes you down a combination of both of those routes. It doesn't matter what modality you choose, as long as it makes sense for your goals and objectives. So goal setting and planning is very, very important for you to achieve peak performance. Now, if you set SMART goals, what's a SMART goal? A SMART goal is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. In other words, it is something that you have thought through. And specifically for a goal for real estate investment, you need to think about your portfolio. Yeah, you need to think about what do you want to have in your portfolio. So what do you put in your portfolio? Well, the simple answer is you put real estate assets in your portfolio, but you don't just put any type of real estate asset in your portfolio. You put assets in that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. In other words, these are assets that you have thought through. As a Lifestyles Unlimited member, we're going to help you formulate that game plan regarding what asset types you need to put into your portfolio. And here, I'll just give you some insider information. You want assets that target the workforce community in our community. Yeah, it's as simple as that. So what am I getting at? Well, you're really looking to provide housing for blue-collar workers and some white-collar workers, people that want to rent clean, functional workforce housing, that don't want to buy their housing, that want a nice place to live, and they're willing to live there for a year or 2 years or 3 years or even longer. And they're willing to endure very insignificant rent increases based on the fact that your insurance or your property taxes are going up. That's part of the reason that we have to raise our rents from time to time. It's not because we're greedy landlords. It's because it's a business decision. And when you understand that, it makes raising the rents appropriate and it makes it easy to do. And also when you can communicate that to your residents and they understand the why, they're not as adverse to you with the fact, oh, Al is raising my rent $25 a month. Well, Al is raising your rent $25 a month because the insurance costs and the property taxes on the property actually went up $50. So I'm trying to, you know, not lose money in my investment. I don't necessarily explain it to my residents that way, but I'm explaining it to you that way. So when I raise my rents, I do so based on a business decision. It's not because I'm greedy. It's not because I'm like, well, I'm just going to raise the rents like $500, because that will just make my resident angry and they'll want to move out. And that's not necessarily what I want. I'm looking for people to be stabilized in my properties because that achieves my goals. It achieves my strategy for what I am doing as a real estate investor. Another thing that your goals need to do is they need to help you ascertain a certain number of properties that you want to acquire to put into your portfolio. And you also need to look at a targeted cash flow that you're trying to achieve. Let's say your SMART goals indicate to you that if you buy a single family asset, it needs to provide you $300 a month in cash flow. Now, you're looking at a particular asset, and when you do the analysis on the property, the cash flow on the property only comes out to be $250. Do you buy that asset? And the short answer is no, because it does not meet your goals and objectives. So you have to reject that property. Even though it may provide you a bunch of other benefits, you have to reject that property because it doesn't meet your goals. You have to find the asset that provides at least $300 a month in cash flow. And one of the reasons you would set a goal like that for yourself is because you're looking to replace your income. And you've determined that $300 a month for an asset is what you need to achieve based on the amount of money you have available to you to buy assets. There's a whole bunch of things that go into making that specific goal. But the point I'm trying to make is you don't deviate from your goals and your objectives, because if you deviate, it's going to put you behind the power curve, and you don't want to be behind the power curve. Another thing that SMART goals will do for you is they will help you set specific net worth milestones. In other words, what is it that you want to achieve with regards to a net worth? And is net worth a more important value to you than cash flow? These are questions you have to ask yourself. And when you answer the question, it will help you become a peak performer. Pretty cool stuff, right? Now, another thing that goal setting is going to do for you, it's going to help you develop strategic plans that will outline your actionable steps, your timelines, and your resource allocation to achieve those investment goals and objectives. And if you regularly review your progress against your goals and you adjust your strategies as needed, you will celebrate milestones to stay motivated and focus on your long-term success. So what I'm getting at is everything boils down to what you're trying to achieve. And the only way to really determine what you're trying to achieve is to sit down and figure out what your goals need to be so that it creates the objectives that lead to the goal milestones. And therefore, cha-ching, you have done what you need to do to become a peak performer. And then once you have your goals cemented in your mind, you will know exactly what you're looking for with regards to the type of assets that you're trying to put into your portfolio. It makes everything make a ton of sense. Now, if you don't know how to do this, if you don't know how to set goals, if you don't know where to turn to get the education, what I want to do is I want to invite you to attend one of our case study events. Now, our case study events are available to all of our members, and it's the only event that our members can offer to non-members to attend. And I'm going to make that invitation to you right now on the radio that I would like you to attend as my guest one of our case study events. You will see three different members presenting information about recent real estate investments that are either ongoing or have completed. And more importantly, they're going to share all the nuts and bolts with you to include all the financial information. In order for you to attend that case study event, all you have to do is send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. Or if you prefer, pick up the phone and call 866-945-6565. Again, that number, 866-945-6565. That will put you in touch with our member services team, who, by the way, is whoever you talk to is a qualified real estate investor who is a peak performer. And just tell them that Al invited you to attend case study, and they will get you registered for a case study event that makes sense based on your available schedule. And that case study event can either be live and in person, depending on where you live in the country, or it can be available to you online through the internet in the convenience of your home. Either way works. But I think it's important for you to become a peak performer, because as a peak performer, you will have all the comfort level that you need. You will know exactly what you're trying to achieve. You will know what to go after as far as assets are concerned. You will know how to acquire the asset. You will know how to renovate the asset. You will know how to put that asset back into service and make that asset available for the best clientele available to you as a real estate investor. And as such, you will have an asset that will not produce a bunch of headaches for you, because you will know how to make sure that that asset is essentially headache free. The best way to do this is to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, you can become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited if you attend the case study event, or if you prefer to attend one of our free workshops. All you have to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on the Attend Free Workshop button. And what that will do for you is it will give you the opportunity to sign up for one of our upcoming free workshops that we offer online. Those free workshops are designed to give you all the information you need to know in order to start your journey as a real estate investor. In order to do that, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. And when you get there, sign up for that free workshop and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.